those who are advanced and highly qualified and are interested in the essence of life know the good qualities of Kali Yuga. Such people worship the age of Kali because in this age, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can advance in spiritual knowledge and attain life's goal. So the first line of this verse, it says, those who are advanced and highly qualified, meaning that there's some prerogatives. If somebody wants to make spiritual advancement, there needs to be some qualifications first, meaning that we have to actually work to attain some qualifications, that we have to place ourselves in situation and to do things which are actually favorable for our spiritual advancement. And therefore, it is called advancement. We cannot not do anything or not endeavor and hope to make spiritual progress, just like in any other branch. If you want to be a sportsman, sportswoman, you cannot progress if you just sit on the couch and eat potato chips. And on the other hand, it says here, highly qualified to not just to actually act, but to also try to focus to become qualified. There's certain qualifications like purity in our actions, purity in our eating, purity in our sleeping and all kinds of activities. Then we can become qualified. This is the first part. Second part is those who are interested. So everything comes from this, you can say, curiosity or interest to find out why am I living? What is the any meaning of my life? Is it just the same as any other animal in the forest who just sleeps, which looks for food, and in winter tries to find a shelter to save themselves from the freezing? So is this the goal? Is this my life? As they said, man is a rational animal. Yes, we have these needs. By the same time, we are rational. We have a little bit of a more brain than other animals. So we become interested. What is the essence of my life? And those who are qualified and those who have interest, they find the good qualities of the age we live. Although it is very difficult, and just look at the political situation, just look at the economic situation. There's always some turmoils and always some problems. But in this whole quagmire of turmoil and problems and difficulties, those who actually look for spiritual progress, how to make spiritual progress, can find very easily that this mantra, the chanting of the Maha Mantra, is the wonderful process. It is very simple. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, one can advance in spiritual knowledge and attain life's goal.